Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So we're always excited to talk to DraftKings Lucy Burge, as we do every Thursday, but I think a little more so this week as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'd like to start with the Cam Schlittler of it all. We've got lots of questions here. Number one, so he kind of, I guess, quote tweeted you or responded to you about the Red Sox winning the World Series. I know he's from Boston originally. You got a lot of attention. Your post referred to you as stunning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. So was Cam shooting his shot? What was going on here with you and Cam Schlittler?
Yes. Well, so this good afternoon. So much has happened since we have last spoken.
Yes.
He replied to my tweet, and I had said Sox in three, my updated prediction, I fairly will say. I said Sox in two, and then, of course, Sox in three, and that didn't come true. So he pointed that out by saying not this year, because it was partly because of him that happened.
Yes, correct.
So fair, that's fair, but then I declared war on him, and the New York Post printed that I said go to hell to him in their headline, and so it was really just such a chaotic fiasco. But based on my interactions with him, I don't know if it was shooting a shot per se.
Yeah.
But he's a lot I would say nicer than he lets on in his tweets. I think the war goes on, but I am almost ready to declare him the winner after he changed his Twitter avatar today to the Bruins logo, which was a pretty good move because he is in on, I mean, he's in on the whole thing. And it's not, you get people from TMZ calling me stunning and then people on Twitter calling me a fat slob.
Oh, wow.
That's ridiculous.
It's a circus. I mean, who's right and who's to say? But, you know, it's
well, those
really
idiots are definitely not right.
The TMZ idiots calling me stunning are not right. That is
no, I'm talking about the goofballs on Twitter.
By the way, before we move on, is there a possibility of maybe a peace offering at the Capitol Grill with you two crazy kids in the near future?
I mean, anything is possible. I would say keep your eyes peeled for perhaps something in the future.
Well, let me ask this. Have there been DMs exchanged?
Sounds like it.
Did he slide?
I just want it on the record.
I'm not Inspector Gadget.
I want it on the record. I don't know.
Yeah.
We just know what's happening.
Friendly DMs have been exchanged. Yeah. He followed me on both Twitter and Instagram.
Wow.
So I feel like I could say, I mean, that's public information. So, I mean, that's, you know, among friends, who is not to DM one and be like, hey, how's it going?
Sure. Yeah. Do you think he thinks of you more as stunning or fat slob?
I think, fat slob. Okay. So is he. Yeah. He could go to hell.
Yeah.
Is there a chance that you could do one of those answer question things in a car with him?
Good idea.
You know, I'd have to know what kind of car does he have? Who has the better car? And then maybe. And if not, like, you know, screw that. I'll just do it in my car then.
And are you categorically denying any, like, semblance of the idea that you two crazy kids may have already met up in real life?
Oh, yes, I am denying that. That is not, no, he's been busy.
Yeah.
The playoffs, so no.
There's a lot of off days in the playoffs, Burge, I'm just saying.
No, I have never met the man in my life, so no, I have not.
were you surprised how like, it blew up everywhere. You mentioned all the outlets that picked it up. And, of course, that happened during
good
the
week
whole
for Burge.
Walk and talk.
Yeah, this is great for you, Burge. Oh, you know this, right? Like, yeah. this is pretty big.
This is fantastic for business, you guys.
Yes.
This is my busy season suddenly. Jesus. No, I was shocked by this. I had just woken up, and WFAN is calling me saying, hey, could you come on? And I was like, oh, my, I need to process this. First of all, it took a couple minutes to process what was going on. It was a long evening of sadness, but then suddenly, boom, heartbreak over. Couldn't have happened in a better scenario. So I'm actually, in a roundabout way, very glad the Red Sox did bow out of the playoffs and let Cam Schlittler get the win in that game.
So, but I just want to make it clear before I move on to Bill Belichick, are we done with the Cam Schlittler questions? Any other Cam Schlittler questions?
You guys should go to. You should probably go to a Bees game. Yeah, if you go to a Bees game together, you're gonna break the internet.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know what you need to do, Burge? You need to let the paparazzi know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like, when you guys decide on the game, your people and his people need to let all the dudes with the cameras know.
It is as if you were reading my first DM to him. We will see.
Oh, wow. So, Burge.
I know these things, Bone. I'm a thinker.
And we're talking to Lucy Burge, Inside Access here on The Fan. The Bill Belichick thing is getting kind of depressing, and I'm just curious where you are on this. They had to put out a statement that he's committed to Carolina, even though it sounds like Carolina, some people in that athletic department aren't super committed to him. Where are you on all this?
Yes. So I, at first, of course, thought, they're the royal couple of America, he and Jordan, and it's a beautiful thing, and he's going to be great. But there's really, at this point, no defending it. And it's really kind of mortifying to watch what is happening to Bill Belichick as he slowly fades into, or I guess crashes into, possible retirement. Because this is a really sad way for his career to end. But for this to happen is, I think it's all his fault. He did this to himself. So I don't feel bad for him, but it's really sad to think about where he was with the Patriots and to now see that was he this way all along? Was his ego this way all along with the Patriots or with this or what happened here? And this is why we need two documentaries about this team, because Hulu, no documentary, Hard Knocks, no documentary.
Release the footage, Burge.
Release the Hulu files. Keep the cameras rolling, Hulu. We want to see what is going on. I would pay money for this footage and release it on Twitter the night before a UNC game, some big game. Like, hey, look at this.
Well, there's no big games for them anymore.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't think he's going to coach another game at UNC. There's no way he can go out there and coach those players and have them respect him in any way when the parents of these players are saying that what he is doing is directly detrimental to his team, which is the point of the entire program, is to get these players, more talented, but to the NFL, if that's what they are talented enough to do. And Belichick's whole selling point to UNC was, I know how to get, how to play in the NFL. I can get them ready for that. He's a big draw. And now he's the opposite. What player would want to go play for UNC right now? Because it's an embarrassment. So it's in the end sad to see, but I think if you were always someone who didn't like Belichick or saw beneath any exterior that he had, perhaps you right now are like, yeah, this is what was going to happen. And you're maybe, enjoying it. But saying that's what he deserves. Maybe if you're Tom Brady.
Does the bottom really fall out? And does he stay with Jordan? Do they break up when this thing crashes and burns?
Or does she dump him? I mean, she got on the cover of Us Magazine. Where do you go from there, Burge? When your geriatric boyfriend is getting run out of Chapel Hill.
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, I don't know if she planned for that, unless she did. She's very prepared, so maybe she planned for all scenarios in life. And maybe she planned for this and she thought, you know what, we're going to do our own reality TV show and it will be just them in their house and the people that they invite over. So it's controlled and it's not like, the team, but it'll be like Jordan and Bill and it'll have a little intro, kind of like the Newlyweds Jessica Simpson reality show.
Oh, yeah.
And they will do wacky stuff and it'll be cute and funny. And I mean, I would watch that. So I think that's what maybe her, what else do you do? That would be the next step. If he doesn't go into what one of the reports said, media or another team, like, I don't know where that would be. If it's not that, it has to be something like reality show with Jordan. I can't think, although he did say in his statement that he is dedicated to what the team is building. So, you know, when you have to release a joint little two-sentence statement with the athletic director of the college 5 weeks into the season, things are going so well. So really excited for what they do going forward. Just the worst.
What are we betting on these days, Burge? Do we have any thoughts on Thursday night football? Are you on Bruins futures?
Still MLB playoff.
We got MLB. Yes, there's still dongs.
Still dongs
there
to
will be,
had. Be
dongs hit tonight.
No dong. So I don't have any dong bets tonight because it's too basic.
Can't force
Thursday.
It. Can't
no.
force it.
You know. Yes.
Well, you know, it's true because I was looking and I was like, there isn't anything that jumps out. So I'm going to just twist it around a little bit. So two or more bases for Pete Crow Armstrong, Kyle Schwarber, I think I had. And I forget who the other one was, but I have the Eagles -7 tonight. And I went back and forth on that because sometimes Thursday night games are a little bit crazier. Could this be closer? But the Eagles are 2-0 against the spread on the road this season. It's 7 points. It's not like 10. So I have the Eagles -7 tonight and the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup, obviously.
Of course.
It's plus 15,000. That's not that crazy.
Hey, before we let you go, I am remiss to ask because you're the only person we really could ask. Any Taylor Swift thoughts? What did you think of the new album? What about this song about Travis Kelce? Where are you on all this?
Wood.
Okay, yes. Wood is really just so many layers to that song, of course. Here's my thing. I like some Taylor Swift songs. I'm not a Swiftie. I am at the point now where I think she and the last two albums, maybe the Lavender Haze one, are a social experiment to see how, I don't want to say lazy of an album you can put out and see if people still go crazy for it.
Man.
I mean, these lyrics are really basic and really boring to the point where I also think Travis wrote this album. She put it out and she thought, let's see what people, if people can, he would write a song about his penis.
Yes, he would.
Allegedly.
So it makes sense that Travis wrote this album. And then it's a little bit simpler, and it's like, oh, did you know that squirrels, you can feed them? Like his tweets. So I think that this album was written by Travis, and it's a social experiment. And that's where I am on it.
One last thing real quick. I in my movie club, watched Roadhouse. Have you seen Roadhouse or any Patrick Swayze movies?
This is another movie I have not seen, Roadhouse. So my mom loves Patrick Swayze and like Tom Cruise. It's these movies I've never seen. But yes, Ghost was one of my oddly like favorite movies growing up.
Very good.
I have seen that Patrick Swayze movie, yes.
Burge, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me at DraftKings or at Lucille Burge on Twitter or Instagram or Lucy Burge 1 on TikTok or Cam Schlittler's replies.
Yes,
there you go.
All of them are to me.
Can't wait to see
what
the next week brings.
I heard Cash is irate about these developments, by the way. That's what
really
the streets are saying.
Yeah, Lucy, thank you so much. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next week.
Cassius has been kicked to the curb for a Yankee.
Yeah. Wow.
Who would have bet on that?
Those
two are showing up on a Jumbotron somewhere near you in the New England area
The
soon.
Stunning Lucy Burge. coming up next, though, Maryland coming off that rough loss to Washington host Nebraska will
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You next here on the Fan.
We'll get that corrected against a really good Nebraska team that I got a lot of respect for. You look at the job Matt Rhule has done. You know, he's flipped that roster, turned around their program. A lot more athletic team, a lot more length than they maybe have had there in the last couple of years. They got a big-time quarterback and do a really good job in all three phases. I've known Matt for a long time. Went to college with his first cousin, Craig Sponsky, who was a really close friend of mine. And I really have a lot of respect for Matt and the work that he's done as a coach.
Shout out Craig Sponsky, Maryland and Nebraska this Saturday at 3:30. It's a Nebraska favored by 6.5 at Maryland. Both teams 4-1. Jason, we'll get to Locke's thoughts on what happened last week in a minute, but the challenge of Nebraska this week. And Matt Rhule always failed in the NFL, but he's been a good college coach.
I think this is a tough spot for a team that plays this many youngsters that was on a little bit of a magic carpet ride all the way up until they get up 20-0 and the place is going nuts. And I just think it was a lot. The coaches to me were more overwhelmed than the players, and that's a problem. And now the players have to sort of help clean up that mess. And it's a Nebraska program that's trying to get back on the map, and Rhule is going to understand that style points matter. And the quarterbacks played pretty good, better than I thought. Like, I've seen Nebraska throw the ball around the yard more than we're accustomed seeing. And I think the defense has gotten better as the season's gone on. I don't know that they're going to be a team that travels incredibly well, but I also think they're catching Maryland at a time where the program's deflated. The kids are going home for fall break. And let's face it, I don't know how many people who slept out there last week
are schlepping again.
Schlep.
I mean,
it's Italian word.
I don't have a great feeling about this. And I think they really need a strong start, or this thing could get pretty sideways.
What's going to be really interesting about this football game, we know that Maryland struggles immensely to run the football and didn't really even try to run the football in the second half. Nebraska's got the best pass defense in the country. They give up 92 yards passing per game.
It's physical secondary. The corners really manhandle people. Like, I
you don't like it.
I think this thing's going sideways.
Yeah. Well, let's hear one more from Locks. And talking about whether the team's fourth quarter struggles can be attributed to inexperience.
I mean, again, You know, in some games we are up ahead and we decide to develop younger players, and that's part of the growing curve of playing younger players. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have the opportunity to play them and the expectation is the standards shouldn't drop. And so when you had inexperienced players playing, mistakes happen, lessons, things to learn from. But the big one for me, though, is winning the fourth quarter as much as the second half, because we've won the middle eight. And I don't know if you guys know what the middle eight is. I've explained it before, but we do pretty well in the middle eight, which is before the half and right after a half. And, you know, the one thing that, as I said, is a staple of our program is winning the fourth quarter, because it represents a killer instinct. It represents the finish. And we tied the fourth quarter going into this game. And so winning sometimes masks some of these things. And you know what? It got us when it got us this weekend in the fourth quarter. We found ourselves in a tight game. Their players, number 12, their quarterback, number 2, they made plays that were there to be made in critical situations, and we didn't. And so to me, that's where me as a coach, my job now is to figure out, let's get the fourth quarter finish fix. Big part of what we do, and it's been a big emphasis for us this far during our prep for Nebraska.
He can talk about killer instinct, but
it wasn't young players, it's experienced coaches. Pep Hamilton's an experienced NFL coordinator. Monachino's an experienced NFL coordinator. They both peed down their leg. Monachino couldn't even get the right personnel on the field. Like, it was shameful what was going on that, those third and tens when they finally did have Oregon backed up. Like,
Washington.
I don't know. Hey, look, if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, sign me up for it. Because I'm not sure that that's what we're in for here. So if it is, that means that the coaches did do a better job, and it means that these kids, you know, are fighting through adversity. But I don't think they were put in a lot of positions to succeed. I don't think it was young kids getting tight and getting tense. I think it was coaches losing the plot on both sides of the ball.
Quickly, Beltway Ben, you're our Terps guy. Are you as down on them as Jason? How are you feeling about this game?
Yeah, I don't feel great. I do agree with Jason where it's a lot of audio we've listened to this week kind of sounds different than the way I saw the ending of the game. It seems like Locke saying he's still riding with his guys. The guys, I didn't know, were fully the issue there. Like, the running backs, those guys only got 4 carries, up 3 scores. So I don't feel horrible about it. I think Nebraska, there's a lot to make about Raiola. He's come up short in a lot of big moments. I do think this Terps defense has the guys. How can they stop them? It's going to be important to see. But yeah, the offense, it would not surprise me if they, I trust Malik a lot.
Sure.
I'm a huge fan of his, but I don't know. I don't like the Nebraska defense, 10 point out. They do struggle against the run, but we just saw the Terps run away from the run in the second half when that was the exact spot you have to. So I think that's going to hurt the Terps this weekend, not having a run game. And I think I would say maybe lose by a touchdown, but yeah, I don't feel great about it now.
Terps host Nebraska Saturday, 3:30 start. You can hear it right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, though, trade deadline's a little under 4 weeks away. Ravens, I don't know if you've heard this before, but they need pass rush. Any options out there? I'll ask Jason. Anybody out there on the market, on the street? We'll discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's here on The Fan.
I think so. You know, those guys, like you said, it's twofold. The guys will be in there, and their reps will ramp up. See how they handle it and see if they can get to the quarterback. And then I'm sure until the trade deadline, those are going to be conversations that will be had.
John Harbaugh talking about, I guess, the pass rush group he has in-house and then the possibility of other guys joining this group. November 4th is the deadline, so we're a little under 4 weeks away. And obviously you could pick a guy off the street, but that's slim pickings at this point. Jason, what kind of options are there for the Ravens if they choose to go get pass rush?
Yeah, I mean, look, people are digging down on the cap space available, right? And, you know, looking at the savings from OA and wondering where it's going. And this guy likes to wheel and deal, so.
He does like to do that around now.
I'm sure they're hunting and pecking. I don't think there's a big fish coming here, but I do think certainly there's possibility that a pass rusher of some stature, maybe even superior stature, is dealt. Yeah, I mean, look, if the Raiders lose to Tennessee.
Max Crosby?
And then they play Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then there's the bye.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have one win at the bye, and you got Tom Brady sitting there with Mark Davis, and it's like, Mark Davis has paid a lot of coaches a lot of money to leave.
Yeah.
And Geno's thrown more interceptions than Browning. Geno's thrown more interceptions than Flacco. Like, if that thing looks broken with a 74-year-old head coach.
Generational hire.
And you're going to and you can get out of Geno after this year. I mean, it'll be a salary dump. You're not going to get a whole lot for him, but it's a movable contract. He makes 26 next year, like 19 of it's fully guaranteed. But I mean, if you're willing to pay him 26, you're willing to, you don't care about the 19. I just wonder if they do have to bite the bullet and it starts to look like the full-blooded reboot.
Full blown.
That it needs to be. And in that case, you could get, I don't think they would get Max Crosby because you're talking multiple ones.
Mm-hmm. That's my, and for Eric DaCosta to swing that move when they're 1-4, maybe 1-5 at that point.
And then same thing with Hendrickson. He's got the owner, if he does move him, is going to want more than you want to give. And he's not trading him to Baltimore. Like, Mike, even if DaCosta had the best offer out there, I just don't think.
Flacco just got traded in the division, Jason.
Who traded him?
I'm teasing.
Mike Brown got him. He didn't trade him.
I'm teasing. Like that,
yeah,
that.
Flacco's 40 and Hendrickson's what? Yeah. 28, 29.
And then watch Hendrickson save the Ravens season? Yeah, I just don't think it's happening. But I do think there's a possibility he's traded. You know, Miami, like, I don't know what the Chargers are right now, but I don't think Miami's beating them. Like, I think they'll trade Chubb. Mm-hmm. I do. I think they're going to fire that coach in the next couple weeks. certainly by Halloween. You know, Chubb is somebody who they might, you know, is that more like a two and something else? You know, is that Roquan part two? It's probably a little more. Probably a little more than that. But is that possible?
Old friend Matt Judon out down there.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'd probably try to aim high. I mean, like, that would really be something. If you traded anything to get a guy you could have just signed off the street 6 weeks ago, there's no way he would put up with the optics of that. Like, there's no way. They're way too full of themselves.
Yeah. Bradley Chubb has 4 sacks. The Ravens as a team have 6.
Yeah. Look, and I don't think he's the end-all, be-all. I don't think he's what people thought he was going to be when he was drafted. And it seems to me Denver's been just fine getting quarterback sacks without him.
Yeah, they have.
Since they moved on from him. You know, and look, Thibodeau, they play tonight. If they lose, you know, Abdul Carter doesn't have a sack yet, but do they just start propping him up and move that kid? Again, I don't even know exactly what that kid is. And I don't know what he'd be here on a bad defense where he's going to look be looked at as the savior now. But I do think there's certainly a real chance that he's moved. And we've talked about this before. A D tackle is a massive need here. We're not privy to the medicals on Matabike and second opinions and third opinions. Yeah. But if that looks like it's heading towards an insurance company, I hope they've got insurance on that contract, underwriting that thing, and he's not going to play anymore, and he's going to agree to a restructured contract before he retires, then yeah, I mean, a Lawrence or a Simmons would make a lot of sense here. I just, again, to Bone's point, if you're sitting there with one win at the, you know, at the break, and you're talking about trading two twos or the equivalent of a one or just a flat out one plus something else for, you know, a late 20 pushing 30 D tackle. Boy, I don't know.
It's a tricky line to walk if you're Eric DaCosta, because let's just assume they lose on Sunday.
Okay.
So you're 1-5, and then the Ravens will have, what, one or two more games prior to the deadline. So you play the Bears in Miami. So best case scenario, let's say you get everybody back and
three
maybe
and
you're
five.
3-5. Like, is that the time to take the big swing? I just don't know. And with how much Eric DaCosta covets draft picks, and this year when there's the potential, you have your highest pick that you've had since Kyle Hamilton a couple of years ago. I don't know how willing he would be to give up those picks when last year, perfect example, did not swing a trade at the trade deadline, and you were picking towards the end of the round.
There are teams in this league who haven't had first-round picks who've been just fine.
Yeah.
One's coming in here on Sunday to whip their ass. So, like, he needs players. He needs premium players.
But
he needs blue-chip players who are controllable, and he needs them at premium positions.
That's the key.
Like, the same guy who told you, I don't have much to do this offseason, he knows, look, Likely's already proven to be more tricky than they thought. The Lamar thing was a tricky wicket last time. It might be tricky this time. Ronnie Stanley's probably on his last ankles. Like, and we know that they don't have any pass rushes to begin with. We know that D-tackle between the Jones situation contractually and the Matabike situation, anytime it's a neck on somebody who makes their living in the trenches, that's a problem. And like, all of a sudden, corner looks like a need. How could corner be a need when all you draft is corner? Like, how are they filling all that in with one draft in one offseason?
But that's the key. You use the word controllable. If he were to orchestrate a trade of significance, it would be sort of an eye to the future, but you still get him for the rest of this year. And, you know, I've been on the Jeffrey Simmons bandwagon. If you're taking a big swing, I would love to see that. He's under control the next, what, three seasons.
Yeah.
So
whereas Hendrickson's a free agent.
Exactly.
There, yeah.
Yes. And Thibodeau's a free agent at the end of this year. Like, if he's taking a swing, it's for a controllable player.
Coming up next here on the program, he's a controllable player. It's Bone. It's TMI with TAM. What you got?
Yeah, I was on NFL Pro yesterday, and they were just firing off analytics about the Ravens defense predominantly.
Good stuff, Bo?
It's not good stuff. And some offensive things. So we'll kind of do some rapid fire, some grab bag a little bit with some of these
numbers.
Leave my
bags alone,
next on the fan.
T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
I have a subscription for NFL Pro, and no, Jason, I won't
Congrats.
Give them a plug. I don't want you to. But NFL Pro does give some good stats. And usually each week they have like an insight section, and It's like a handful. It's not overwhelming. This past week, dude, it was...
They went in on the Ravens, huh?
Yeah, shotgun of information. And just going around some of the ones I found most interesting, and there's plenty in there, but one that I was mentioning yesterday, six different Ravens defenders have allowed at least 100 yards and a touchdown in coverage this year.
Wow.
Most in the NFL.
That's bad,
and
Bob.
You look at the two former All-Pro corners in Marlon and Jair Alexander. They've combined to allow 20 receptions on 24 targets for 332 yards and two touchdowns while recording just one single pass defensed. And those were two guys that you were hoping would be playmakers. Marlon was a playmaker last year. Jair's gotten his hands on the football in his career, but not so much this year.
Wow.
I'll just say this. I wouldn't be banking on a quick turnaround from either of those two with the way things are going here.
This one might have jumped out to me the most. Ravens edge rushers have faced a chip block on just 5.4% of their combined pass rushes this
season. Put that in perspective on the good teams.
5.4%. That's the lowest rate in the NFL by far.
Uh-huh.
No other defense has had their edge rushers chip blocked sub 10%.
Wow.
Ravens are at 5.4. So the opposing offenses have that little respect to the Ravens edge rushers to where no one's even in the vicinity.
Who would you even care about?
I'd like to hear Chuck Smith explain that one. Remember during the offseason he was telling us that the numbers, you know, pressure rates don't matter, our metrics tell us they were second in sacks a year ago.
They just dumped away salary.
Yeah, yes. Yep.
Ravens defense has allowed a league high 367 yards after missed tackles
so
this
close.
Season. Despite recording a 13.5% missed tackle rate as a team, that's 14th. They've allowed 6.9 additional yards per missed tackle. Roquan Smith, by the way, has a career high 15% missed tackle rate. That's his first career season. Obviously, a lot to go. First career season with a missed tackle rate over 10%.
Wow.
Let's shoot for 20, Roquan, like your bloated salary.
Wow.
Ravens, remember...
Something to aim for.
Last week, I was saying they were the only team to not record a sack on any of their blitzes. Well, they did record one sack on a blitz last week against the Texans.
Yeah.
that's the first one.
Was that... Yeah, that was the Trenton Simpson. Didn't he have a sack last week?
Yeah. Let's get to the offense.
Let's do it, Bone.
Ronnie Stanley... We know he's pretty much missed the last two games. 2 weeks ago, he played, a couple series. So Joe Noteboom has gotten the bulk of the reps there. He has allowed a league-high 19.6% pressure rate this season.
Yeesh.
And then Derrick Henry, a couple of interesting numbers. And Jason, you've been pointing this out this week or over the past few weeks. Derrick Henry has forced just 8 missed tackles across 64 carries this season. That's his lowest forced missed tackle rate over the past 8 seasons. That goes back to 2018 there. In each of his prior 7 seasons, Henry has recorded a forced missed tackle rate of at least 22%. He's at 12.5%.
Ugh. It's a lot of bad here, Bone.
Now, to defend... Oh, this is all bad. And
but again,
to defend
Joe Noteboom, they set it up this way. Everybody knew the situation with Ronnie Stanley and how dangerous it was to think he was going to stay healthy.
Precarious is a good
again.
Word.
Here's kind of the you-know-what sandwich of a stat here, the good, bad, good. Derrick Henry pointing out the offensive line has really struggled. He has been hit behind the line of scrimmage on 36 of 64 carries this season.
That's half.
That's the fourth highest rate running backs this year. Now, the other side of it, Henry gained a league-high 360 yards on carries when he was contacted behind the line of scrimmage last year, 2.6 yards per carry. This season... He's gained just 26 yards on those 36
carries.
Not
as much.
That's 0.7 yards per carry. So
that's not as much, bro.
Hey, they got two safeties. So everything's changing.
Yeah.
Well, they might swap out their guards. Well, look out.
I think I think, was it Corey Bullock?
Sashi's planning the parade route. Eric's picking out new sunglasses. It's heady times over there.
Do we think the chip block rate is over 5.5% this week?
No.
Against the Rams? No. Owen?
Hey, before we step out, 410-583-1057, you want tickets to see My Chemical Romance?
Yeah.
It's coming up. That's August 18th at Nats Park. Get a pair of tickets. 410-583-1057. Jason loves people. He would go with you. 410-583-1057. You get to talk to Beltway Ben as well. Coming up next, a little Purple Rain in the forecast. They brought in two new safeties. Will anything change on the defense?
Change,
we'll
GG.
Tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.